Dave's TV, Route 44 in Millerton. Buy local. Skip the long drive to the big box stores. Your local source for quality products. Sony, Sharp, Smart, LED, HDTV, DirecTV Sales and Service, and Russound Home Audio Systems. Davestv.net.
Check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast is calling for a partly cloudy, breezy day today, 65 to 70. It'll be clear tonight, chilly mid-30s, and tomorrow, sunny, 55 to 60. We'll get the full details from Pat in just a few minutes. That tragic crash in Sheffield on the other night, two of the three victims in that crash are identified now as University of New Hampshire students. Fall foliage trip, which turned tragic. Two of the three people in the fall foliage viewing trip who died in that head-on crash on Route 7 were from University of New Hampshire. The three other people that were in that crash all survived that crash, including the drivers of both cars. But they were taken to area hospitals in Massachusetts for recuperation. Salisbury Bank has promoted Gary Cope to Assistant Vice President, Information Technology, Help Desk Manager. Cope has been promoted to that position. Gary is a two-time winner of the Employee of the Year Award in 2015 and 2021, which is a testament to how the staff views him, that from Todd Clinton, Executive Vice President, Chief Risk Officer of Salisbury Bank. Gary started as an IT specialist in October of 2012, has been a team leader in the department for the past few years. He'll be responsible for planning, organizing, and management resources to meet IT department goals and consumer service objectives. In New York State, Maloney and Lawler race is now seeing incredible amounts of national attention and money flow in to the 17th Congressional District. The race to represent that district has turned national. Republican super PACs have poured millions of dollars into Lawler's bid to oust one of the GOP's top targets, Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, who chairs the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. The Democratic Campaign Committee, meanwhile, has put in over $600,000 to shore up the campaign for the five-term incumbent fighting for his political life in the northern suburbs of New York City. Republicans have made it a competitive race by painting the view of suburban life that includes crime rampant and inflation and depleting bank accounts. In its message, shared by gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin in his bid to oust Governor Kathy Hochul, they've tied Maloney to the state's bail reform based on a statement he made favoring reforms in 2018. Democrats have portrayed Lawler as a loyal follower of former President Donald Trump, who opposes elective abortion rights. They say Lawler has mischaracterized Maloney's role in the Bay issue because he lost his bid for attorney general and never served in the state legislature, which approved the reforms that Maloney did not write. Well, trick-or-treat is not that far off, and Berkshire County has set trick-or-treat hours for Halloween. The following local towns have announced their trick-or-treat hours or alternative activities. Homes wishing to participate in trick-or-treat should turn on their outside lights. In Egremont, no information has been submitted yet from the town. In Great Barrington, trick-or-treating will take place 5:30 to 7:30 on Monday. In Mount Washington, no trick-or-treat hours. And in New Marlborough, it's 5 to 7 p.m. on Monday. Some events going on in and around our tri-state region. Visiting Nurse and Hospice of Litchfield County, flu clinics throughout Litchfield County. The next one is coming up tomorrow, Friday, at the North Canaan Town Hall from 1 until 3 p.m. The Congregational Church of Salisbury will present its monthly midday music and meditation on Friday from 12 noon to 12:30 at 30 Main Street in Salisbury. The meeting house doors will open at 11:30. Attendance will be restricted to one-half capacity. Free to the public. For more information, contact the church office at 860-435-2442. The Falls Village Scholarship Association is hosting bingo after a two-year hiatus due to the pandemic on Friday, November 4th at 7 p.m. at Lee H. Kellogg School in Falls Village. This year's event will honor the late John Allen, who was the bingo caller for many years and a donor to the scholarship fund. To donate an item for the bingo event on November 4th or for more information, on the web, fallsvillagescholarship.org. Meanwhile, the Bunko fundraiser put on by the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary will happen on November 4th at 6:30, sponsored by the Ladies Auxiliary on West Main Street. Doors open at 6:30. Playing starts at 7. Questions or more information, contact Tina at 860-364-4 866 or Helen at 860-364-0292. Also on the 4th, the Cornwall Town Report vote will happen on November 4th. That date was set earlier in October. The in-person town meeting will be held Friday, November 4th at 7:30 at the Cornwall Consolidated School. The town meeting will not be on Zoom. All Saints of America Orthodox Christian Church will once again hold its winter clothing drive. The event will take place on Saturday, November 5th from 9 until 2 p.m. at the church, which is located at 313 Twin Lakes Road in Salisbury. Now, the winter clothing may be donated and dropped off at the church at any time between now and the first week of November. Make sure the clothing is clean and in good condition. They'll accept winter clothing for all ages, including coats, sweaters, hats, gloves, scarves, and boots. For more information, 860-824-1340. Once again, a reminder that there's a town meeting in Sharon tomorrow. The Comcast vote will not be part of that meeting. They have to rewrite the public notice for it, and it will be held later. But that town meeting will be held tomorrow, just minus the vote on the Comcast offer to the town. Roads to the summit of Mount Greylock are closing on Sunday. All vehicles must leave the mountain by 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. It will reopen, of course, in May of 2023. Soup Suppers are back coming up on Friday, that is tomorrow. The soup suppers take place at the Salisbury Congregational Church on Library Street. You pick up the soup at the side door from 3 until 5 p.m. All those orders must be in by today. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find them at interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, featuring a daily menu, a tapas menu, and, of course, nightly dinner specials, interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day today at 31,839.11. The NASDAQ at 10,970.99, and the S&P 500 at 3830.60. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.